John, hi, it's John Sweeney here. So, reporting from Kiev is one of the things I'm most proud to do in my whole life because this really is evil versus good, fascism versus democracy, brutality versus fun and life and sweetness. And the idea that we are the independent eyes and ears of the world, of the free world, that's kind of a self-regarding cliche, and it's true. We've got a little kind of club. We call it the Kiev, we're all a bit special club. And we've got each other's backs. So there's two guys, two brothers, Josh and Nick Stubbins, my pal Oz Katterjee, who I came out with. And we live in separate places, but we check up on each other, and we've got each other's back. Obviously, I'm the only one with the pensioner's tube pass, and everybody's a third of my age, but it's good to be here. Money's an issue as ever if you're freelance. I'm living off my what's left of my BBC payoff. I'm doing very well with Patreon, which I'm pushing via Twitter, but that money won't arrive for another month or so. So in the meantime, I'm doing okay. It's going to get more difficult. I suspect that Putin, frustrated that his war is not going well, will start trying to pummel the Ukrainians into submission by blasting Kiev to bits. That would be a war crime, but Putin is a war criminal. I kind of, I'm looking at this from the perspective of somebody who used to be in the BBC, but probably the BBC wouldn't have sent me, or certainly Tony Hall's BBC wouldn't have sent me. I think Tim Davies' BBC is different and better. And so I envy my colleagues from the big organizations, their support, their people who are in place watching their back, their ability, for example, to leave Kiev. I think that my friends in the big organizations might envy me a little, and it's because I've decided to stay here. I voted Remain in 2016. I'm voting Remain in Kiev in 2022, that they could I could envy me a little for that. And the other thing is, the other day on Twitter, I've done this a number of times, but by the river, there's a little film I put up on Twitter of me going, "Oh, I'm Vladimir Putin, do fuck off." And I couldn't have done that at the BBC. So I'm enjoying it. I think it's going to be dark ahead, but we're here to spread a bit of light. Take care and good luck.